President Obama's commission to investigate the Gulf oil spill released an initial report on Wednesday. They found the government's response was slow in the spill's early days and suggested the administration may have held back worst-case scenario estimates. But as FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports, the White House is pushing back.
The National Commission on the BP oil spill released four working papers. Among the findings, Obama's Office of Budget Management denied a request to release a report containing worst-case estimates. White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs fought back, telling reporters Thursday the Office of Budget Management was just doing its job, part of the process of reviewing government documents before their release.
No information was altered, no information was withheld, and nothing in the report had anything to do with the robust response.
He said the report in question didn't take into account the skimming and burning of oil in its worst-case estimates, so it was sent back. The Oil Spill Commission also found the government took an overly casual approach to the flow rate it released and stuck to an estimate of 5,000 barrels per day, even after evidence showed it was probably higher. But the White House stressed that number was not essential to responding to the spill.
We did all that was humanly possible in the most challenging of environments.
The nonprofit group Sky Truth was skeptical of government estimates early on. While the government maintained the 5,000 barrels a day estimate last spring, John Amos at Sky Truth estimated it was as high as 20,000. He says, contrary to White House assertions, getting the spill rate right was extremely important.
You know, BP was trying to, design, build, and deploy containment solutions, a highly complicated process. You know, knowing that you're dealing with a flow of fluids that's an order of magnitude higher than the official estimate, I think is an important thing for an engineer to know.
The Spill Commission report also found public confidence was eroded by the government's initially slow response. During the first 10 days, the commission says responders suffered from overconfidence and didn't get the command structure in place quickly enough. This is something Craig Tafaro saw firsthand. He's president of Louisiana's St. Bernard Parish.
It wasn't responded to from the worst-case scenario process right from the start, and that created a need to play catch-up right out the gate. We have to have a better idea of let's respond with everything we have and then back off versus almost pretending that it doesn't exist and then having to play catch-up to get to where we need to be.
The slowness in the first 10 days also created the public impression that the response was not working. Louisiana lawyer Stuart Smith, who represents the commercial fishing industry on the Gulf Coast, says the findings are nothing new.
Well, these reports simply confirm what, you know, we have known internally, and that is that there was a concerted effort on the part of the federal government to cover up the true magnitude of the spill.
He says petroleum experts on staff at his law firm told him from the beginning flow rates were likely much higher than the government estimates. Jeff Angers is president of the Center for Coastal Conservation, a group representing recreational fishermen and women. He testified before the Oil Spill Commission in July. He says the oil and gas industry has learned hard lessons from the spill.
In every crisis, in every tragedy, there are opportunities for learning. And opportunities for growth. Many of those lessons are indelibly seared in our memories already.
The Commission's final reports will be released in January. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.